This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Did you hear what Vivek Ramaswamy just said? He's got a warning for the country, and it's profound. It's about Nikki Haley and who the real Trojan horse is in this race. The Trojan horse are both the Democrats and the liberal Republicans, who I call the Uniparty. Take a listen. This is during an interview with Tucker.
I think what's become clear to me now, I'm in the thick of this GOP primary, is that the real puppet they're trotting out isn't Gavin Newsom. It isn't Michelle Obama. I was wrong about that, actually. I think the true puppet masters, the thing about them is they're fundamentally nonpartisan in nature. There's a few things they care about. Keeping the foreign war machine humming is high on the list. Keeping the administrative state's control of the United States is also high on the list. They found a much more convenient puppet within the Republican Party itself. It's not Gavin, it's not Michelle, it's Nikki, actually. And I think that if you just follow exactly who are the very people who are paying to keep Donald Trump off the ballot, who are funding the lawsuits that keep Trump off the ballot, the Reid Hoffmans of the world funding lawsuits against Trump, the Larry Finks of the world, king of the woke industrial complex, CEO of BlackRock, it's just obvious and hiding in plain sight. Who are these people propping up? It's not Biden, and it's not even Gavin Newsom. It's Nikki Haley within the Republican Party itself. And I think that that makes for a very convenient frontman, because then they actually have absolved themselves from any allegations of partisanship or Democratic partisanship against Donald Trump. They can say, oh, no, we're not partisans. We're actually bipartisan. Actually, the deep state, and I would say the managerial class more broadly, is fundamentally nonpartisan. They have their core objectives. And Nikki makes for a far better Trojan horse to actually accomplish that objective than anybody else. And so when you look at the dynamics within the mega donor class or otherwise, it is now crystal clear to me, Tucker, that let's just get to exactly the plan that they have. I mean, I've been alluding to this for a long time, but I think it's just become crystal clear that it's now staring everybody in the face equally obviously, that they want to narrow this down. By they, I mean the system, the bipartisan system, wants to narrow this down to be a two-horse race between Donald Trump and Nikki Haley. They want it one way or another, by hell or high water, take Donald Trump out, eliminate him from competition one way or another, and prop Nikki Haley up to just waltz straight in to keep the war machine humming and to effectively keep the censorship industrial complex and the administrative state intact exactly where it was in the post-9/11 Bush-Cheney era. That's exactly what's going on, and it's hiding in plain sight.
Their plan, as I've been telling you for months, is to actually let the GOP base nominate Trump, to even encourage the GOP base to nominate Trump, knowing they can bury him and shove their Trojan horse to the front. Bury him with lawfare. Convict him, probably at least twice. But it's got to be before the convention. This is why Jack Smith, the prosecutor, is in so much of a hurry. He could start in June and have a conviction before the election. But he wants to start in March. Why? He wants the conviction ahead of the convention to cause floor chaos and maybe get a Nikki Haley replacement. Don't doubt me on this convention timeline. Here's James Comey, former head of the FBI, telling us this was their plan back in June of 2023.
This crazy world that Donald Trump has dragged this country into, but he could be wearing an ankle bracelet while accepting the nomination at the Republican convention.
Before Election Day. Now, I'm not saying that this is going to happen. I'm saying this is their plan. This is what they are planning on happening. Whether they can actually pull it off, we'll see. Coming up in just a minute, I'll explain how the very same liberals funding Nikki Haley's campaigns are the same ones, as Vivek said, who are also funding the lawfare against Trump. It's uncanny. But first, listen to what Vivek is saying here. The machine, the uniparty, the globalist elites, whatever you want to call them, they're not just funding lawfare now against Trump. They're bringing it against Biden, too. Listen closely to the news. What are they telling their Democrat base over and over and over again? Joe Biden can't win. What is the Washington Post doing? They're actually digging up what appears to be criminal activity by Joe Biden that the Republicans weren't even talking about from the 1970s. Vivek says this, and it's true. They're subtly conducting lawfare against Joe Biden, too, in preparation for shoving him out the door.
Look, I've been convinced for a long time, Tucker, that this was not going to be a standard Trump versus Biden race. Right. There's just been enough staring you in the face that made that obvious, right? You start with the trials and the civil trials and the prosecutions, and then they go to the non-prosecution and illegal removals from a ballot without trial on the Trump side. The thing that fascinated me about the Biden side of this, though, is you also see some of the same dynamics. The documents case for Biden trotting itself out after years long ago in the Senate. You see a lot of other things with Biden. Why is the Hunter stuff coming out now when this has been known for 7 years?
Yep, he gets it. The single most devastating thing that the Democrats could do at this point is replace Biden at the convention in August. Do the math. It takes an average of 90 days for a negative advertising to work. That puts its full effect occurring sometime after the election. And here's the thing with Trump. Biden is very unpopular, but Trump, in terms of negatives, is almost as unpopular as Joe Biden. Basically, both men are genuinely liked by about 31% of the electorate. So what's the ultimate uniparty move? You dropkick Biden, but not till August. Replace them with a Democrat who doesn't have a DC record and who none of the junk Biden did can be tied to. But just in case the electorate's had enough of Democratnomics, or they figured out that Bidenomics and Biden's border policies are actually Democrat policies, and I don't think they have. I really don't. Well, guess what? There's Nikki Haley. Either way, the uniparty wins. Take liberal billionaire founder of LinkedIn, for instance. His name's Reid Hoffman. He's a hardcore leftist. And he's also the guy who bankrolled Jean Carroll's suit against Trump, accusing him of rape. She couldn't have afforded the legal fees otherwise. Wait, Reid Hoffman. Where have I heard that name? Oh, yeah. The only Republican he's fundraising for? Nikki Haley. See how this works? Now let me connect some more dots for you. What is the number one imperative right now of the World Economic Forum? You know, the people who say you'll own nothing but be happy. It's world communism. They're the ones who want to usher in the Great Reset, right? Well, who is their chairman of the board? BlackRock CEO Larry Fink. What is the big project, the big push right now of the World Economic Forum? It's called 50 and 5. They want to get 50 countries on government-issued digital ID, a virtual license that you have to get to go on social media or on the internet. Europe is on the verge of adopting this through the EU. Almost simultaneously, Justin Trudeau of Canada announced that, yes, they would be adopting government digital IDs. Almost simultaneously to what? Nikki Haley saying this on the very day she had breakfast with World Economic Forum leader Larry Fink, who is now fundraising for her.
When I get into office, the first thing we have to do, social media accounts, every person on social media should be verified by their name. That's, first of all, it's a national security threat.
Again, with government-issued digital ID, which, by the way, is the basis of the Chinese social credit score system, they have it there in China. It's a one-stop switch you can flip. So you say the wrong thing on social media, you wake up, your bank account doesn't work, your money's frozen. Your website for your lawn care business, yeah, you're blocked out of it. Oh, and your car, it won't turn on because it all connects to you. One central digital ID. It is the key focus of the World Economic Forum right now, which is why it's the first thing she'd do. Oh, and their second goal, central bank digital currency, so they can flip your money on and off and connect it to your government ID. By the way, central bank digital currency is only illegal in one state in the country. That's Florida. The bill was signed by Ron DeSantis, who, weirdly, is the guy the most money's been spent against in this entire race. $40 million. $40 million is more than twice what's been spent against any other candidate in this race. Just $20 million's been spent against Trump. Believe me, the Democrats could easily come up with hundreds of millions of dollars if they'd wanted to take him out in the primary. They don't. But wait, my listeners say when I say this on the air, I don't care if Trump's convicted. I know it's bogus. I'm voting for him anyway. Again, they win. Because they know 30% of Republicans have said they don't want to vote for Trump if he's convicted. And just 30% of independents say they'll vote for Trump if he's convicted. Folks, we can't win without a large majority of independent voters. So if we stick with Trump, they win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If we throw Trump aside, which I think is the move, I think Vivek is right. She's the Trojan horse here. Then they still win. This is a triple redundant system we're walking into. But Vivek Ramaswamy and I aren't the only people to see through Nikki Haley. It's amazing, by the way, how because Trump is the leader right now and he's so far ahead, people just aren't bothering to really take a close look at her, not understanding there's a decent chance she's going to be our nominee if they put Trump in prison. You're going to see the GOP leadership move to try to replace him with her at the convention if they can get the conviction before the convention. This is why Jack Smith is in such a hurry to start in March. He could still get the conviction if he starts in May or June before the election, and they intend to. But this is why they want it before the convention, because they've got to make their stand to put Nikki in. Anyway, I'm not the first person to see right through her. Rush Limbaugh did. I remember the day he said it. After she did something that had never been done before, she was chosen to give the response to Barack Obama's State of the Union address. Normally, Republicans use that to refute what the Democrat has said and make our arguments. Instead, she doubled down on Barack Obama's accusations that Trump and his followers were a bunch of bigots. People forget, but Rush blistered her the next day, warning us about her. God, I wish she was still around.
She goes after the loud voices, the angry voices, and that could be anybody. She admits today that she was talking about Trump, to a lesser extent, Cruz. She also means talk radio. She also means the conservative base, and don't believe anything other than that. But here's the thing, folks. This is, to me, one of the greatest bits of evidence that the Republican Party is not just anti-conservative, but it is very much pro-elite. It is a club that they don't want a whole lot of people joining.
Rush continued with this.
Donald Trump has put together a coalition of supporters that on paper is exactly what the Republican Party claims that it wants to do when it says that they can, when they say they can't win with only Republican votes, that they've got to branch out, they've got to get women votes, they've got to get Hispanic votes, and this is why they're pro-comprehensive immigration reform. Well, Trump, there was a story from thehill.com yesterday, 20% of Democrats would defect and vote for Trump. Trump's support comes from all over the spectrum, is the point, which is what I always thought the Republican Party said was their objective. And this is why they do various things in Washington, because they very openly say we can't win the presidency with just Republican votes alone. There aren't enough of them. We got to go out and we got to peel off some Democrats. We got to peel off some independents. Well, there's the guy that's done it. And they don't want it. They don't want it. Nikki Haley made it clear last night. They don't want whatever Trump has done. They don't want Trump. They don't want the people supporting Trump. They don't want the way Trump has done it. But nobody can make the argument that Trump is a conservative in the same way the Republican base is conservative. So the rejection of Trump is not specifically because he's part of the base and the GOP resents or is embarrassed by or doesn't want its base to be dominant. Trump brings something entirely different to this, and they're not interested. Which is, in a sense, them saying, you're not one of us. You are not in our club. You are not the type of elitist we want, no matter what you bring to the party.
So Nikki Haley's the perfect war princess. She'll keep the censorship machine, the censorship industrial complex, in place. But here's what really makes her ideal. She's an open border zealot. This is why when the squad said we want to take half the nation of Gaza, roughly a million people, after October 7th, she doubled down. Something so radical, Joe Biden wouldn't even agree to it. This is why that response she gave to Barack Obama's State of the Union address, agreeing with him that half her party are xenophobes, focused what? On the racism, the xenophobia of wanting to secure the border. That's the real Nikki Haley. Here's a clip from her years ago on the road. It's who she really is.
We need as many immigrants as we can.
Start to listen to your businesses and do what they need.
We need as many immigrants as we can get. Start to listen to your businesses. Do what they need. Yep, she's definitely one of them.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.